A request for information that VA released to industry late last month contemplates a rollout of up to 100,000 tablet devices inside the department that will include iPads, but not just iPads. The department wants the mobile device management system that will support the devices to be able to handle Android and Windows-based tablets and phones as well, and VA intends to buy some of each. VA CIO Roger Baker says his department needs to be agile enough that it can continue to use the latest and greatest mobile technology in the years to come, regardless of the manufacturer. He says he wants the mobile devices being used inside VA hospitals to mirror the broader IT market.
I don't know who the winner is going to be in mobile in 5 years. I really don't. You know, there are interesting devices out there right now, but given everything we've seen in the last couple of years relative to mobile, you can expect the market to move even faster over the next 5 years. So we're going to support whatever is of use to a range of our user base.
Baker acknowledges the attempt to be device agnostic complicates the VA rollout of mobile devices, particularly as the department ramps up its development of medical-related mobile apps.
You know, as you develop apps that are going to support more than one platform, it's going to get more and more interesting how you do that in a way that keeps them portable. And the last thing I want to do is pour millions of dollars into app development for one type of a device and find out that that device is going out the window and that there's a new device that's going to completely eradicate it. We've got to make certain that our apps are portable and can easily be moved to the next new thing that people are going to want to use.
Jerry Davis, VA's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Information Security, says being device agnostic is also a good idea from a security perspective. He says since the consumer-focused mobile platforms tend not to meet government security standards, having secure applications that can run on any device makes a lot more sense.
When a device comes into any environment, you try to do this risk assessment. Get halfway through the risk assessment, another device is coming in. Another device pops up on the market. So I said, you know what, you're going to have to be agnostic about these devices, and we're going to have to start doing some other things, particularly around the application. Today, most of the devices that we're using for that point of care don't have all the bells and whistles. They don't meet the standards of protection and private data and things of that nature. So it's been my attitude that a lot of this, at least in the short term, is going to have to come down to the application, right? So the application is going to have to provide a tremendous amount of security.
Davis says that's how VA is rolling out the iPad and iPhone. For now, the department is being very restrictive on the number of apps it's willing to approve, even though there are many tablet applications already available in the broader health IT marketplace.
When we bring those devices in, you know, we're always worried about if there's data on a device and the device gets lost or stolen, how do we deal with that? So one of the things we're looking at is that we never let data reside on a device, right? So what we do is we move the device into a virtual environment. So the devices that we're bringing in today are really just readers, and we make connections to some of these medical applications that we have out there so that the clinician, because a lot of times all they need to do is just see data and read it, but not necessarily need to manipulate any of the data on there. So the only other thing that we have on these devices that may have sensitive data is email. But what we found is that there are applications out there that are FIPS certified that do protect that data. So those will let email reside on a device because it's in an encrypted fashion.
VA's request for information also contemplates an internal app store for its users. It would host mobile apps developed by or for VA, and it would include a pass-through to the main app store for the tablet manufacturer, but only allow apps that VA has pre-approved. Baker says besides security, there are other standards that apps will have to meet.
The key thing for the health administration is that the apps we authorize our folks to use are evidence-based, that we know that the treatment that the app is encoding is one that the evidence shows is an effective treatment. You know, we want the VA brand to mean something in cyberspace, and we want that brand to be evidence-based, because I think that hurdle is one that many apps today would find challenging. You know, there are interesting apps, and then there are evidence-based apps, and the evidence-based ones require a lot of work and a lot of research and a lot of tying medical research papers specifically to the app.
As for the devices themselves, Baker says they won't be distributed willy-nilly. They'll only be deployed in situations where there's a legitimate business case. He says since VA hasn't authorized very many applications yet, that universe is relatively small for the time being. But he says he can see a day in the not-too-distant future when VA users who already have laptops trade them in for tablets.
Broader term, you know, when you look at this, the business case will really get to be compelling. The medical applications come onto this. So one of the things that I'm looking at is, what if 5 years from today, I didn't have to buy any desktop computers and everything we did in the VA was mobile? There's $100 million a year or more of business case. I can see the long term. I can see the short term. It's the medium term business case that that gets to be of interest, which is, when do you cross over from nice to have and great to brag about with your friends to really increasing productivity for the VA, so we get more productivity out of our clinicians and out of our other employees.
Right now, VA has deployed fewer than 500 iPads during the pilot phase of the rollout, and one of them has already gone missing. The department's data breach report for the month of September included the theft of an iPad from a storage area, but the device was still new in the box, and no government data was stored on it. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.